Everybody excited?
All right, well, let's start with prayer. God, thank you so much for bringing us all here to this place tonight. I know that there's a lot of excited students ready to go to Lone Tree, and it gets me excited every year. Lord, there's so much planning, so much time that goes into this trip, and Lord, I just pray that you would honor all of that, and God, that your hand would be on the whole trip. Give us safety on our way out, on our way back, while we're there, and most of all, Lord, do an incredible work in the hearts of everyone who goes, as well as the students who stay back here in Albuquerque. Lord, we lift tonight up to you, give the trip to you. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, so I'm Kevin. For those of you who don't know me, this is my wife, Jen, and so we're gonna if you didn't get one of these, you'll want to grab one of them. They're in the back, but we're going to just kind of go through these things real quick. At the very end, we will have a time for question and answer. So if you think of something, feel free to write it down or just remember it until until the meeting is over. And then we'll have that for you at the end. Also, we're recording tonight so that way we can put it online for anyone who isn't able to make it here as well. So that's why we're going to pass around mics at the end for Q&A Buffet. Jen?
All right. As most of you guys know, we leave on Monday, July 30th. We need all the students here at 10 a.m. in the east parking lot over here. You'll see the big buses and the vans and everything, and we'll have tables set up for sign-up. And then we will get back on Saturday, August 4th, around 2:30 p.m., and if you want a more definite time, you could call the student ministry offices, and there should be a message letting you know exactly what time, just in case random things happen, but 2:30 is when we should be back on Saturday.
All right. Emergency contact info. The camp number is right there. And that, of course, is always for emergencies only, because if we have all of you calling your students to see how they are, if they're sleeping okay, then it's not going to work out too well, okay? So I understand for many of you, this is your first time sending your student away, but just rest assured they're in good hands. And so this is for emergency contact. Also, like she said, if you have questions while we're gone, there will Jackie, who's our new student ministry assistant, she will be in the office during the week. You can call the student ministry building. You can also call the main church number. And as Jen mentioned, we'll be changing the message on the student ministry line as we're on our way back to update you as to where we're at and what time we'll be here. So that's the 338-3699 number.
All right. How many of you guys have been to Lone Tree? All right. How many first-timers do we have? Cool. Well, you can read kind of how the week's going to run, but to give you a day, kind of, we'll wake up. Breakfast is at 8 a.m. That may seem early, but that's the day is packed with lots of fun stuff, so it's good to get up at that early. So 8 a.m. breakfast, and then we'll do at about 9 o'clock have a teaching and devotion. The kids will have quiet time and cabin cleanup and that kind of thing. Then around 10:30 we'll start the MXC challenge games, which are most extreme games and really fun. So, and then a noon lunch, 1 o'clock, at 1 o'clock all the activities start, like rappelling, horseback riding, the Digglers, rock climbing, all kinds of really cool things. So that'll go till 5. At about 5:30 or 6, dinner. And then right after dinner, we'll do like a night game. And then after the night game, we'll have another teaching and worship. And then they'll go into small groups and meet with their leader and just talk about what they've learned throughout the day and just kind of debrief. And then bedtime. So that's kind of how a day at Lone Tree runs. It's jam-packed, but it's so exciting and so fun. So,
what are you laughing at? Okay, some ways you can pray right here on the bottom. Steve Dirks, who is the camp director at Lone Tree, will be teaching the Bible for us while we're out there as well. He's got a really cool thing that he does about Bible culture. We're going to be learning a lot of great things, so you can be praying for him. Also, we have a guest band this year driving all the way from California to join us for worship. So keep them in your prayers, even just traveling mercies on the way down here. But just for worship all the way around. Also, please pray for your Velocity leaders. As many of you know, you're glad to see your one student leave for a week. And we've got 120 of them this week, all right? So keep us in your prayers. We're very excited to see what God's going to do in and through us, as well as through the students. Pray for the Lone Tree staff. They're doing this all summer long. We're the last group that comes. We're also the biggest group that comes all summer. They have to bring in extra staff just to run our week. So pray for them. Pray for safe travel and safety with camp activities and events. And pray that God would do a work in hearts that is amazing while we're out there. Because you guys know how it is at summer camp. It's easily a spiritual high, but we never want them to go back down into that spiritual low. And so let's just pray that God does something in their hearts that they're never able to look back from, that it's something that keeps going. And then, of course, for God to work in the students' hearts who stay back here in Albuquerque. There's this mindset that God only does cool stuff if you go to summer camp, and that's not the case. We'll have guest speakers while I'm gone, and leaders stand behind to run Velocity, so pray for those students as well. If you want to flip it to the back, let's go over this packing list real quickly. Some things to bring on the good list there to the left. Sleeping bag and pillow, very important. And then inside one suitcase or a duffel bag and one carry-on, you can bring the following. Now, I say that because every once in a while we get the girl, or the guy sometimes, believe it or not, who brings like the hair straightener and the blow dryer and the curler and all of that stuff and is lugging like a train of five suitcases. That doesn't work. We don't have room for all of that, okay? So one bag and one carry-on per student, that's all we allow, plus, of course, your sleeping bag and your pillow. So inside that one bag, flashlight and batteries, bug repellent, water bottle, very important. It's very, very hot out there during the day, so please bring a water bottle. Your Bible is extremely important. So bring that, notebook, pens, a sweater or a jacket. The nights get pretty chilly out there. Jeans and lace-up closed-toed shoes if you want to ride horses. Actually, that's a must. You have to bring that because that's actually a must for a few of the activities. PJs, shoes, socks, changes of clothes, etc. Clothes for the theme nights, the morning, and rodeo. Jen, you want to talk real briefly about the theme nights?
Yes. Every night, Lone Tree has a theme night, and so they encourage all the students to dress up and leaders. And it's so much more fun when you go all out, and you know the kids come and they don't think anyone else is going to dress up, and then they find that pretty much everyone goes all out. And so we don't want them to feel left out. But Monday night's camo night, so bring your camouflage and paint your face and go all out. Tuesday, pirate night, that's pretty self-explanatory. Hillbilly night, get overalls and snap shirts and boots and that kind of thing. Thursday, create your own superhero night. So that'll be awesome. And as it says on here, no Batman, no Spider-Man or Superman. So make sure you don't come as them. Friday is a cowboy cowgirl breakfast because right after, kind of after breakfast, we're gonna have a rodeo. So bring your get up for the rodeo. And then Friday night, this is kind of a new thing for us at Lone Tree. We've never done this. Is Oscar night, meaning everyone has to dress up and we'll just have fun and they'll give out Oscar awards for different things that they've seen throughout the week. So bring your dress that you get from the thrift store that's really cheap or a thrift store tux like Kevin owns. It's really
that's right.
Awesome.
And I'm proud of it too. Guys, bring ties. Those are mandatory, they say. Okay, let's keep moving on here. Another thing to bring, spending money for the snack bar, which is called the Hub. Also, they will be this year having a DVD put together while we're there, producing it in mass quantities for us all to buy. And those cost $7 on Saturday at Lone Tree. So you'll want to bring some cash for that. Clothes to get wet and dirty in. I don't know, in case we happen to do something wet or dirty. No promises. Speaking of wet, rain gear, hiking boots, comfortable walking shoes, toiletries, towel and washcloths, very important. Personal hygiene items, very important. Bring deodorant, okay? We get the kids every year who don't bring deodorant, and they don't make many friends at Lone Tree, all right? Bring deodorant. Calling card for personal phone calls, that's the only way to call home. So if you want your students to call on their free time, give them a calling card. Also, a camera. It's always great to have cameras, but we get 150 of those little yellow Kodak ones that don't have the name on them, and then the leaders just find them and take random pictures with them. Okay, so put your name on them. Extra money for two meals, $10 should be plenty. Very important, when you give your students that money on Monday when we leave, tell them don't put it in your suitcase. They put it in their suitcase and put it in the bus. There's no lunch, all right? That is their lunch, so keep it in their pockets or their wallet or something like that. And on the do not bring list, anything valuable, any kind of technology, that includes iPods, that includes cell phones, anything that's going to be distracting from what God wants to do and isolate you from others, we discourage. Also, any kind of weapons, alcoholic beverages, pornography, pets, obviously, don't bring them, believe it or not. Some people want to bring their pets, so that's a no. And then the rest, you don't need a snowboard or a pool table or a jar of pickles, all right? So that's that. We've got mics. Denver's got one. Chris has one. Where's Chris at? He's coming. All right. So we're going to have a quick time of Q&A. If you guys have any questions, I know some of you have never been, raise your hand. We'll get a mic around to you. That way everyone online will be able to hear your question. Do we have any questions tonight? Any questions? Right over here.
Yeah, last year we were able to send our students something to Lone Tree, so when they got there, they had something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Are you guys doing that again this year?
We're not doing like full-on mail call like we always have, but feel free to still send them something if you'd like. You can go to the Lone Tree website for their address. Anybody else? Any other questions? Did I see one over there? Wow, pretty thorough, huh? Yes, right up here. We'll get you a mic in just a moment. Yeah, what's your question? How are they assigned roommates? Will they be able to stay with friends? Basically, we put them together by grade and gender. And for the most part, if they've requested it, then for the most part, we're able to work that out. Can't make any guarantees. The good thing is your cabin will be mainly people that you're in the same room with at night. And go into some of the same activities, but even if you don't get to stay in the same room with one of your best friends, there will be plenty of other times to hang out with them, so don't be discouraged by that. Next question, Ashley.
How come you're not doing mail call?
How come we're not doing mail call? Because I don't want to, and I said not. There we go.
It was the best
How's that?
Part.
What?
It was the best part of the night.
Well, then, I'm sorry. I guess it's gone now. Anybody else? Question right over here.
Do you have a curfew? Do you have a cabin leader? And do you do a head count?
Great questions. Do we have a curfew? Absolutely. 11 o'clock every night. Do we have cabin leaders? Yes. Some rooms have two or three. Every room has at least one. And the rooms don't get any bigger than, I think, 7 or 8 students per leader. So very well supervised. And your last question, head count. Yes, we do. Before we leave, before we go anywhere, we make sure. And the leaders are they know to be responsible for their group of students as well. So once we get to Lone Tree, we'll tell the students what room they're in, who their leader is, all of that stuff. Any other questions? Can I move my truck? Yes. Donovan, do you need out? Do you need out? Here, I'm sorry I parked you in.
Real quick, we always
He's not
usually
kidding.
Get this
I really
question
did.
Every year, and I know some of you might be thinking it, but Lone Tree does provide toilet paper, if you're wondering. So we always get that question, so I just thought I'd throw that out there to give any of you moms a
Isn't that
piece
nice
of, mind.
Of them to provide TP? What a nice camp. Right back here.
Do you have medical facilities there?
Medical facilities, yes, as well as this year is the first time they have a nurse, a certified nurse on staff. Yeah, right over here.
How come you don't have twin night anymore?
I can't hear you. Hold up the mic.
How come you don't have twin night anymore?
How come what?
Twin night.
I didn't plan these.
Lone Tree.
Once we get to Lone Tree, you can ask them. Anybody else? Right over here. All right. Yeah.
Where do we request friends?
Where do you request friends? I want a friend. Anyone? Oh, I'm sorry. You mean to room with. It's over, unfortunately. That was on your sign up. But you'll have fun, I guarantee. All right? Next, right over here.
This is our first time going to camp.
Great.
And she's going to celebrate her birthday, so can I send
awesome.
Something when she's
yes.
gone,
you bet. Okay. You can send cookies for me or for her or both. You can do whatever. In fact, talk to me afterwards, and I'll get you the Lone Tree address, and you can mail stuff. All right? Anybody else? All right. Oh, one last question right over here. And then if you guys have more, you can come talk to me.
Is Emery going to be going?
Emery is going, and I'm very excited for that. Yep. Okay. Jen, you want to close us in prayer?
Yeah. And wow. She got more cheers than we did.
What?
She yeah, got more I know. Cheers than we did.
That's all right. She's cuter than
yeah,
I am anyways. So.
Real quick, if you didn't sign in or check in when you got here, please make sure you do that. We have all the guys are on the right side, the girls are on the left side, and there will be leaders stationed at each table to make sure you know what we have or what we need, that kind of thing. So if you could just go up there and make sure you are clear and good for camp, that would be great.
And one more quick thing, Sarah, don't leave yet. Leaders, why don't you guys come up, anyone who's a Lone Tree leader, so you guys can see who some of your leaders are. Now, this isn't everybody. We have our leaders meeting next Wednesday. So this isn't everybody, but this is most of them. Anybody else? All right. So, here they are, and... What? Oh.
We have one who like just slipped in.
Yeah, no, he's a leader. He's a leader.
Who's this?
Okay, so Chris doesn't know what's happening. Don't listen to him. Okay, but these are your Lone Tree leaders, so we're very excited for them to go with us, and they're great people. So why don't we get a leader volunteer to close us in prayer? Holy people. Ashley, pray for us. Thank you, Ashley.
Lord, just thank you so much for this evening, Lord, and just for blessing this meeting, that we can all just come together and the parents can ask their questions, just be reassured that their child will be safe and just have a blast over this camp, Lord. And I just pray that you bless this camp that we're about to go on, just keep us safe, keep us healthy, and just let us have a great time, Lord, just worshiping you, just be glorified through us, and just let us have a great time together. And just I pray, Lord, that you bless everybody's ride home tonight, and just thank you, Lord, for sending your son Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. So leaders will be outside at the table if you haven't checked in. If you have any questions, let me know. You guys have a great night, and thanks for coming.